with SBS Radio.
I am Bertrand Tungandame at the First Nations Green Energy Symposium 2022, and I'm joined by Gadrian Husan, one of the delegates, to talk about his clean energy project and the impact of this project on his people, the people of...
I live up in Borla. If you want to know where Borla is, it's up in the pocket of the Gulf of Carpentaria, right next to the Queensland border.
Now, Gadrian, you just made your intervention at the Clean Energy Symposium, talking about the clean energy project you're involved in, and that's going to make a great impact, to have a great impact on your people.
Yeah, exactly. It is the best way. You know, the real new, clean, reliable energy that we need in our community, it is the best way we can go forward with, and it could benefit our community.
You spoke about a particular project, creating a microgrid project. Tell us more about this project.
Yeah, it's a microgrid project. What are we doing? We're putting up like solar panel up in community, like our station. We're looking up all them old solar panel too from Bushlight, but Bushlight doesn't exist anymore. They're all gone. So what we're doing now, we're trying to go back and look all these other old panel that's been put up there before and see what need to be fixed and done in that community and even other places there where there's no solar energy in it. Because a lot of our people are having a lot of problem in the community, like for money side, you know, the electricity bill is too high and moving to this year will make it more easier and a lot of money will be still into their bank and pocket.
Now, this project is about introducing clean energy, including solar power. And you said the impact on the community will be tremendous, as you also mentioned it. And we know they've had issues in the past. And this is actually still going on in many cases with high power bills and disconnections. And you said renewable energy will not only address this issue of high power bills, it will also bring other benefits.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Well, you know, renewable energy is just like that. It's just like it's free for us. You know what I mean? It's too hard for us. All this generator, you know, you got genset and all that in our local community and all around those remote areas, around like remote outstation. Everybody got genset, and it's too hard to run them anymore because it's going to cost too much money. They can't even put food on the table. This thing here is gonna change everything for my people, and like what I said earlier, it's our mob gonna benefit from it. We got a lot of young people already on the list to we're gonna train them up. Not me, but like we got Dan doing it. The other fellow, Dan, he's a non-Indigenous brother, and he worked with us from Regional Power. So what Dan does, he got the knowledge to teach us how to built this thing and run this thing, and we got the knowledge to tell him all our restricted area in our part of the land where he can't go, you know, so we're working together.
And you're a leader, an advocate for your people, and you're driving this clean energy project, but how is the community reacting to this project? How are they coming along?
Well, the rest of my community, they all suffer too, just the same as me, you know, they suffer just like me. So that's the whole reason why they're coming together. And when they found out that we're going to put a renewable energy in the community, everyone wanted it. Everyone wanted it all around those remote outstations and community. They all wanted too.
Going back to the situation about power supply, we know the situation is completely different from what people are used to in big cities. There you have different billing and supply arrangements from what we know in big cities.
Well, a lot of people get them prepaid card, you know, where you go in and you gotta take it to the shop and then you gotta, you know, pay it must be about 50 or 60 or 100 and something dollar just to fill that card up with that price money and then take it back and put it straight into your power box and then your power come on. And a lot of our people don't have money much sometimes. Some of our mob just kind of call to the next family and say, have you got any money? I ran out of power. I got no money.
Yeah, I know. I remember there was a case last time when you stepped in. The heat was really unbearable and people were using up their power credit for cooling and had nothing left for anything else.
Yeah, that's true. Exactly. It happens like that all the time in our community. It does happen. And it's still happening today.
And Clean Energy and your project will help solve this problem.
It will solve it, yeah. And like what we heard from the brothers over in Canada, like, you know, I know it's going to be a battle in it, but, you know, like what I said earlier, you know, you jumped on a horse, you get bucked off, you jump back on again. You know, and you don't give up. You just keep going doing what you're going to do until you get there.
And now, can you give us an idea when the project will be operational? When is it going to come together and the people start using it? Is it in a year, 2 years, 3 years? How long is it going to take?
Oh, it'll take about a year or something because we already start some of it already, put up some panel already. Yeah, but like to get it up and running properly, it'll probably take a while as soon as we get the money. Mainly, as soon as we get the money, we'll get onto it straight away.
Now, before I let you go, Gadrian, anything you'd like to add, maybe a message to the community or just to people to know what's going on and what the future looks like for you and the mob?
Well, I would like to let every family know around the territory, Northern Territory where I live, is that especially in Borroloola, it's best to move into renewable energy. Because all these dirty energy not going to get us nowhere. We're not benefiting from it. It's time for us to get started with our renewable energy and start building in our community, and we should be able to benefit from it.
Gadrian Hussein, thank you very much for taking the time to talk to us today.
Thank you.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.